History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Timberwolves enjoying a 20-point lead. Malik Beasley run off the three-point line, dribbles inside. His shot, no, but it hangs perfectly in the air for the seven-footer, the all-star Karl Anthony Towns, who soars down the lane and hammers it through with two hands.
Timberwolves really took command last night. They beat Portland 124-81. Steve Thompson is in for Maxi. Good morning, Steve. Did you get a chance to listen to the game or watch it?
Oh, yeah, a little of both, as always. And by the way, Alan Horton is as good as it gets.
I love his call on games like this. And there was so much to be celebrating at this game. They just dominated last night.
Yeah, and it's just so great for Timberwolves fans who have suffered for so long to finally have a team that is handily beating bad teams like Portland. They win by 43, as you pointed out. Karl Anthony Towns was outstanding again. And, oh, by the way, they didn't even need D'Angelo Russell or Anthony Edwards because both are injured right now. It shouldn't be major. Ant is on the comeback trail. D'Angelo Russell, they're giving him a little bit of a breather. He has some hamstring soreness. But the Timberwolves, in the past, would lose games to team like this, and now they're blowing them out, and they get another team that they should beat, Oklahoma City, coming up tomorrow night.
It is coming up on 7:43 right now. We're talking to Steve Thompson on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Steve, it's amazing to see that atmosphere, and in celebration of International Women's Day, the Timberwolves also honored Minnesota Aurora FC, the Whitecaps Hockey, and Minnesota Vixen. There were representatives from each of those teams there. But just the electricity there. And you've got Kat doing the wave from the bench with the crowd. You have Pat Beverly with a T-shirt cannon shooting T-shirts into the crowd. I mean, it was just really light, happy, and celebratory. And I think that's really what struck me about that game last night. It's just, it's a whole new Wolves team.
Yeah, and it's been such a long time coming. I think there's so much pent-up demand for great NBA hoops. Way back in the day, when Kevin Garnett was at the peak of his powers the first time around, you know, Target Center was a happening place, but the team's been so bad for so long, and there are so many loyal season ticket holders and so many loyal fans that show up, catch games on the radio, watch on TV, that are ready for a legit playoff team. Now, the Timberwolves still have a lot to prove. They haven't played a playoff game yet, but they're well on their way. But the signs are really good, and Kat is really leading the way.
All right, the Wild host the New York Rangers tonight at the X, and we got to turn this the thing around. It's a little bit of a different feeling on the other side of the river right now. We were feeling really good about the first half of the season, and now it's really been a concern, and you hope that they can come out strong. I know at their recent practice, they were practicing face-offs more kind of physically than I think former NHLers had ever seen before. They were analyzing this practice, saying these guys were really battling it out on face-offs. So I don't know if Dean Evason is focusing on that or what it is, but you hope that they come out strong tonight.
Yeah, they need to. They need to shut a team down. They need to be more physical. They need to protect their goaltenders more. They're just giving up way too many goals. It's as simple as that. We talked about it on Monday morning. It just hasn't been good. And if they start, I would feel a lot better about this team if they got beat 2-1 tonight. They've got to try and slow the other team down a little bit and then a quick road trip. But as I've pointed out, they have a ton of road games coming up after this trip to Detroit on Thursday and Friday, and they need to take advantage of it because all of a sudden the Wild are fighting for their playoff lives.
They certainly are. Steve Thompson, thank you so much for joining us. We sure appreciate it. You have a good day. We'll check back again at 8:40. And now is the time that I will be asking for the 10th caller, because my boss has said, since I'm a hockey fan, I get to give away hockey tickets. Isn't that fun? So I'm giving away tickets, two ticket packages to the 2022 NCHC Frozen Faceoff at the X. So you'll get tickets for the Friday games, March 18th, and the Saturday games. So we are just giving away this package right now, not at 8:40 as I originally thought, because it's not two separate ones. This winner gets both of them. So you get to go for both nights, which will be really fun. So be the 10th caller, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 if you're interested in winning this NCHC prize pack. And we will announce the winner coming up.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.